Well, good evening, everyone.
Right off the bat, I want to start off with something that made me very happy.
Okay.
One of the things that's like the fallout from the Trump trade war, bacon is getting cheaper.
That well, alone.
Does that work?
Because they're selling less pork to countries that used to buy a lot of pork. So China exports to China and Mexico. They used to buy a lot more pork, and not so much now. So the price is falling.
Awesome. More bacon for me.
That's right.
I just had pork this evening, actually. I had ribs.
So
bacon.
I had Instant Pot ribs.
I had salsa chicken.
They had chicken nuggets.
Oh, Jay. Yeah,
not really chicken nuggets. It was chicken strips.
But
with rice and green beans, because we're like one white man. We're as white as Elizabeth Warren.
You gotta have a protein, a starch, and a vegetable, right?
That's right. It's the food pyramid. God.
Isn't that like the thing, though? I mean, that's how I grew up eating food.
Yeah, right. Me too.
Every meal was a protein, a starch, and a vegetable.
Absolutely.
It was a protein, a vegetable, and a potato.
Yeah, your starch was always a potato.
It was always a potato.
Well,
because there are no other starches.
Rita, my starch is always
pasta.
What's your point? We're like, so.
You're cutting out, Jay.
Oh, of course I am. Hold on. Let me see if I unplug.
Oh,
whoops. Lost Jay.
Jesus. That was abrupt.
Okay. Am I back? I just unplugged my mic.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Well, if you can hear me, I'm back.
We'll see. We'll see if it holds up.
Anyway, this is a good segue into our little thing, our project that we're going to be doing.
Ah!
That's right.
Talking about potatoes and pasta.
and ethnicities.
Right. Alan, why don't you...
Well, we always talk about it, right? We always talk about, Jay's ethnicity and Brita's ethnicity and my lack of ethnicity. And so we talked about it a little bit before, but what we went ahead and the Squirrel Report bought 23andMe DNA testing things for.
Are you writing that off on your score report taxes?
There are no taxes.
I know.
but I want to make it clear, this we paid for this ourselves. Nobody, this is not a donation. Yes. This is not a.
No.
We're not. Oh plugging, my God. We're not plugging 23andMe by all means.
No.
That's just what we're using. And we did the, we're doing the genetic ancestry history piece of it. I think that's the.
It's on sale now for $49.
If you buy more than one.
Yeah.
They advertised it as like a Thanksgiving sale. Apparently they're pushing the idea that you buy one for your whole family. But I'm thinking, can't you just do one for your family? I mean,
actually, no.
Really? Because
really,
it seems like they'd kind of be the same.
Nope, they aren't. And
hopefully the kids are all the same, right?
Well, I guess the story is that your parents carry a vast array of genes, right?
Right.
And every time your parents made a baby, those genes mixed themselves up and presented themselves in a completely unique way.
True.
So,
also the occasional interloper.
Well, there's that. But,
mailman. Milkman.
If you have a great mix of ethnicities in some of these show is more dominant than others, in different siblings.
Right.
At least that's what I've read.
Look, I got two kids. My wife's Irish, I'm Italian.
Yeah.
One of my children is fair-skinned, like the Irish side. Mm-hmm. The other, darker-skinned, like the Italian side.
Right.
Same, you know, same genetic
pool. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that, yeah.
But it happens, you know. My son gets sunburned if he walks outside, and my daughter's like, sunscreen, what's that?
All right.
Yeah, so it is. It's like a giant roulette wheel, you know, spin.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you look similar to your siblings, but you don't look exactly alike, so.
I'm curious how much American Indian I have.
If it's greater than
24th.
It'd be funny if anybody rides up with more American Native American than Elizabeth Warren.
Because I'm going to call up Harvard.
Well, I think that you, Alan, are going to be the surprise in this whole thing.
Alan is actually Samoan. That's what we're going to find out.
Because your family has been in the United States for the longest time.
Right.
I'm first generation on one side and second generation on the other. So... You know, yes. And Jay's second generation, right? And yep. Alan has no idea.
Yeah, I have ancestors that were like in the Plymouth colony. So
oh well,
that's kind of
wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Mom did the whole ancestry thing for her daughters of the. She joined the Daughters of the American Revolution, and you had to prove that. You had a direct ancestor that fought in the American Revolution for that. So, and then she carried it back even further. So,
Yeah. Basically, you know, I think you're gonna be the surprise.
No telling.
You know, no telling.
Could be
because you get really tan in the summer.
I do.
Like really tan, and you were blonde when you were born.
Yeah.
Like there's this whole weird. All sorts of possibilities.
Yeah, I got all kinds of weirdness going on in me. We'll find out.
Well, we knew.
I don't know how long it takes them to process it. I haven't sent mine in yet.
I think it's like 6 weeks or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But you have to log in and create an account and do all that fun stuff and then spit in the tube. Send it out. Fortunately, the little package is prepaid.
Okay.
Posted.
Cool.
So you just go drop it off at the post office. So I guess you can put it in your outgoing mailbox, but I don't think mine will fit. Anyway.
You have a really small mailbox, Alex.
I have a slot.
Gotcha.
It's one of those community mail things down the street where it's like 12 mailboxes on it and a slot in one of them for outgoing. So
gotcha.
For the lazy mailman.
Literally anything that's going out, it doesn't go in the mailbox. It comes in and goes in the basket, you know.
Yeah.
We got a basket for prepaid mail. And it's like, it doesn't matter what it is. They just picks it up and they put it on the truck that day. So.
Right. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
So Jay, you're Sicilian, right?
I believe there's some Sicilian.
So
it has been refuted, but the vociferousness with which it was refuted makes the fact that, you know, he thinks thou doth protest too much.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, I think so. I mean, it's not enough for me to be a made man. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, Sicily, kind of the crossroads of the world there and close to Africa. More. So you could, you know, claim, you're African American.
That's right. There is possibility. I do expect that number to be higher than one.
Or Moorish.
There's more to me than meets the eye.
Oh, God.
Dad joke.
I knew that was coming. So anybody want to make any guesses about what your ethnicity will turn out. Breed is easy.
Irish
and Eskimo.
No, I'm not Eskimo.
Eskimo.
Have you not seen pictures of Breeda as a child?
When I was born, my father, like, he was confused when he saw me as a baby. He's like, you looked like a little Eskimo baby because I was so dark. And
so did my daughter. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
telling you.
Maybe I'm Italian.
Are you Inuit or Tlingit? I don't know. Those are the only two Eskimo tribes of which I am aware.
I am. Any Eskimo at all?
Yeah, I'm guessing that the majority is going to be Italian. There's definitely going to be like some Austrian. I got to go back to my basic map, but my mother's ancestor came from like extreme northern Italy. My grandfather was fluent in like four languages because, well, that's how he got work.
Mm-hmm.
And
northern Italy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you would not
like around the Alps.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. It. I'm down. I'm trying to like. I'm pulling up a map because I'm like woefully ignorant of European geography, or I guess current would be. Yeah, like, you know, Austria, Slovenia, Switzerland.
Yeah, the Alpi countries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty much go up over the. I mean, there is a town in Austria called Graz. So,
hey,
interesting. But yeah. I mean, even France isn't outside the realm of possibility. There might be some French.
Right. Yeah, French Alps, Swiss Alps, Italian Alps. I mean, there's a whole all kinds of back and forth and.
Yeah, it would actually surprise me if there weren't a few percent, you know, French, Swiss.
I don't know how well it measures that sort of thing.
Yeah, it may just be Europe.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really done any research, but
I was taking a quick look at it. It's fascinating, and you know, as somebody who has dabbled in genetics and such.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm kind of curious because I'm a dork, but like how exactly like what type of testing are they using? Are they doing immunoassays or they're doing gel electrophoresis? Because like I said, I'm a dork and I know this stuff.
I think they tell if you I think they say what they use.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Read the thing, but. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really matter.
It's pretty much, but
what amazed me is they used saliva for the sample, and I wouldn't have expected that much DNA in saliva, but I guess there is.
Like one would assume. Because the other alternative is they're just making this shit up.
Well, they could use like hair or something like that. Yeah. I mean,
there are companies that do cheek swaps.
That gets like skin cells off your cheeks. Yeah.
Well, my guess is your saliva has got enough of it, enough just dead cells and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, it's.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will find out. I mean, if it comes back and tells me that I'm, 100% Polynesian, I'm gonna be looking.
Well, I was born in Hawaii, so
There you go. Or Kenya.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's funny is I don't know if y'all have done the spitting in the tube thing yet, but it's kind of like when the doctor tells you to go pee in the cup. and you're like, well, fuck, now I have to sit here a while. So normally generating spit's really not a problem until you have to do it and spit in the thing. And then all of a sudden it's like I got like dry mouth and I'm like, fuck. And you can't drink water or anything because.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They tell you not to eat or drink anything for 30 minutes before you do it because they don't want it contaminated by, whatever you're eating. You don't want to eat it like a hamburger or something and then spit into the thing and your DNA test come back saying, yes, you're a cow.
You're part cow. Bovine DNA.
Yeah.
You're bovine chicken. Yeah.
So trying to generate enough spit, and it's not, it's not like you're having to fill the cup, but still, it's a lot of spit, right. You gotta. It's funny.
This whole thing's grossing me out now. No one, don't hack a loogie.
No.
Into the tube. Gross.
No, they don't want that. They just want spit.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting. We'll find out what happens.
What, a month? A little over a month? I don't know. Are we allowed to look at the results before we do the show?
I don't see why.
Or do we have
not
to do the big reveal on the show?
Oh, I think we should do the big reveal on the show.
Well, okay. That would be tough, but okay.
I don't know how we'll know. I guess.
Well, we'll each know our own, of course. But well, we could just wait and just open it up together.
Yeah, we could.
Well,
do
you
that.
Have to. You have to look at it online. They don't send you anything.
Okay. Oh, okay. Look it up online.
They just send you like an email or something when it's ready, and you log in and look at it.
Well, they're like, it's like a whole our science. I'm gonna like totally geek out about that later, but
I guess there's a second level to 23andMe where you can pay extra, and then they tell you kind of your medical genetics.
Yeah, like I've heard that's really iffy.
Yeah, well, if you're prone to celiac disease or, you know, that genetic breast cancer that a lot of women get, or, a variety of stuff.
They started doing that originally, and the FDA made them stop it because it wasn't approved or something. And now they're doing it. They're kind of doing it. They figured out a way to get around the FDA by not calling it medical advice or something. It's still, I don't know. Might be good to know, might not. I don't know. A lot of things are weird about that kind of stuff. You know, they don't. There was a thing I was reading about somebody did a research study where they basically went to like a cookbook and randomly took different foods and took like, I don't know, I forget what it was, like 20 or 30 different foods. And then they went and they did like some massive search on the medical literature and compiled a table of how many times that food was claimed to cause cancer or protect you from cancer.
Oh,
in some medical study. And it's crazy. It's like, you know, it's like no matter what it is, it's either good for you or bad for you, depending on what day it is, I guess. I don't know. So it's, you know, I think we're not anywhere close to being able to figure out the causes of a lot of this stuff. I'm very skeptical of medical research in general. I mean, you know,
I do know that the celiac disease gene is, if you have the gene, you are more likely to get celiac disease. It's not like you're necessarily going to get it, but you're one of the people who are prone to it.
Sure.
And I know this because, you know, I've done the gluten-free thing like for almost 2 years now, 3 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A really long time. And I've never gotten tested for celiac disease because I just figured the only cure for celiac disease is not eating gluten. So like, what's the point? Right.
Right.
It's not like I can get prescribed medicine or whatever, but on a certain level, it would be like nice to know one way or the other. If I had that gene, cause, I know that many of my cousins do. And, but again, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like, there's no cure. There's no medicine they can give you. So, and I don't want to go back to eating gluten so that I can get the genetic thing. So I don't know. Yeah. But that breast cancer gene is that, you know, Angelina Jolie went ahead and had a complete mastectomy because she had the gene and she saw her mother die because of this gene. You know, she had her ovaries removed, she had her, you know, mastectomy, and she didn't want to put her children through that. So I don't know, genes are, you know, useful in a certain way, like they, for the ones they have really identified, I would think. Anywho.
So yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay.
Coming soon. Score report.
It's episode. Awesome. Near it's going to be huge.
You'll know us on a genetic level. So what else has happened this past week? Jay, you missed a good show. Sorry.
It always seems to happen that way. I'm starting to get a complex here. But yeah, you know.
We had MDev and Hayden at the same time.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
And so we didn't realize that you have never actually spoken to MDev. You've never been on a show at the same time with MDev.
Really? How do you know we're different people?
You've talked to him on the phone when he called in.
That's true. Not like a show.
No, not when he was like a guest host or something.
Right. MDev reminded us, so we're going to have to rectify that.
Yeah, we'll have to fix that.
We will need to do that.
Anyway, so in the news.
Oh.
In the news, yeah.
I'm so fed up with the news.
News, yeah. Well, it's all pop.
Of course. But I wanted to talk about that Michael Avenatti guy.
Oh, yeah.
and how deliciously sweet the karma is in this.
Yes. Believe all women.
Believe all women.
Paraphrase Krieger, my schadenboner can only get thorough.
I know.
It's just, oh my God. Like, really?
Okay. I mean, so let's go back. Michael Avenatti I can't figure him out. Like, he's a lawyer, right? And somehow I don't know how he got famous initially, but all of a sudden he's in the news and he's declaring he wants to run for president in 2020. And like, all of a sudden he's a figure. Like, I don't know how he started
He was the lawyer for that hooker that Trump paid off.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay. First, he was the lawyer for the hooker.
I don't know what he did before that, but, you know, that's the most recent thing.
And then he was the lawyer for the second accuser for Judge Kavanaugh.
Right.
Right?
And maybe the third one.
Second one, I thought he was the first as well.
No.
For Ford. Oh, no, that's right.
No. That's just right. The one who was like the, you know, the gang rape.
Right. Drug, yeah.
Right.
That
one. And then another one that was like, you know, there were aliens that were probing us and, you know, Kavanaugh is the leader.
Right.
Yeah.
The least believable of the accusers who have all recanted their stories. Go figure.
I know. That's and nothing has happened to them.
Yeah.
And Stormy Daniels lost her case against Trump and had to pay his legal fees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he actually got money back from a hooker. Winning! But yeah, apparently.
Daniels now says that the accusations against Michael Avenatti are very troubling.
Well, I heard that with the political aspirations, it's going to be an Avenatti Ellison ticket in 2020, and they're going to say it's a 1-2 punch.
Oh no. Oh my God. Wow. Well, for those of you who don't know, Michael Avenatti, this lawyer guy, famous lawyer guy, has been accused of beating his wife, correct? Or beating a woman, or I don't know, a woman. I don't know who the woman was. And I know right at this moment someone is screaming at their iPod or whatever.
I'm checking.
Anyway, domestic violence charges were filed against him. And so now Michael Avenatti is stuck in this believe all women loop. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what he had been saying for the longest time. Well, you have to believe all women and hear, you know, and I'm wondering, I don't know. I mean, did he do it or not? I don't care. I mean, it's terrible if he did, but.
Well, it doesn't matter. You have to believe the woman, according to him.
Right.
Doesn't matter whether he did it or not. The accusation is proof.
The accuser is unnamed. Oh, boy.
Sucks to be him.
Yep. You know, boy, doesn't that suck?
I just...
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, couldn't have happened to a more deserving guy.
Sure.
It would be very interesting to see how this rolls out. You know, I mean, again, you know, the irony in and of itself of, you know, oh boy, unfounded allegations from unnamed sources. Oh, go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, backing up. If they are unfounded, if it is a, you know, if someone's put up to it, that's wrong, and it takes away from actual, you know, victims of abuse. That yeah. said, it's just so deliciously thick with irony that, you know, this guy came to prominence on rumor, innuendo, and unnamed accusers only to have this happen.
You know who he reminds me of? He's like the male Gloria Allred.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh. Ooh.
You know, when any sort of woman is in the, you know, and Gloria Allred is kind of like the, gotta be on TV and gotta get your face out there and stand up for the women. And I don't understand lawyers like that. Like, I'm not sure exactly. I don't think they're necessarily for their clients.
No, of course not.
I think it's more of a, yeah, I think of a, you know, thing they try to promote themselves. But that's who he reminds me of. I mean, he keeps popping up like that. Like every time you see Gloria Allred, you're like, oh, okay, here we go.
Yep.
And it seems like he's kind of a sleazier Gloria Allred, if that's possible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is watching the reactions of people around this thing, where it's like suddenly everybody does a 180 from believe all women to, you know,
yeah,
suddenly due process is critical.
Right.
And less than a month ago, it was, you know, you're guilty when accused.
Mm-hmm. Believe all women.
Right.
I think that puts women in kind of a weird position. Like, all of a sudden women are so, you know, we're like these little angels on pedestals that we never lie about things. I mean, really?
Yeah.
It's very strange. And well, then at the same time, like, feminism, we want to be equal.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
equal and yet at the same time protected from everything.
Right. It's,
I mean, if women were the so weak and, you know, needed so much protection from everything as, you know, some of these social justice warriors would have you believe, then, you know, it kind of makes the old patriarchy way of doing things, you know, kind of like, well, maybe, you know, maybe women need to be protected and kept away from the real world. And, you know, if they're so delicate and such, you know, fainting violets that, you know, that they get painted out, it's a weird thing that, you know, it's like you have to believe two conflicting things
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Somehow they do it.
Right. So, yeah. You know, either they can do everything and have it all and they're equal to men, or they have to be protected.
Separate but equal. Is right. that what we're talking
you know,
about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all, you know, all this safe space stuff and, you know, oh, you know, men are so the patriarchy is so awful and men are so awful and, you know, all men want to do is rape women and rape culture and all this kind of stuff. Yet at the same time, women are the equal of men. Well, you can't have both. Either women are equal and can stand up for themselves, or they're, you know, victims of everything.
I just want somebody to get stuff off the top shelf and take out the trash.
What about shoveling snow, Rita?
Shoveling snow is also good.
Yeah, like that? Is that a good segue?
Yeah, it's... Oh, God, Jay. Are you getting snow?
We are. We got like 2 whole inches, Brita, and it's like
global
pretty much...
warming! Global warming!
Are you warming. Kidding me? I'm
you
not.
You have more snow than we do.
We got it was like last night. My kids were bewildered because school was canceled at like 6 o'clock last night. They're like, what the hell? Because, yeah. But the forecast was that it was going to, basically be freezing rain with a little bit of ice.
Right.
I left the house at like 5:45 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Raining.
Yeah.
Got to work. It was raining. Sat down on my computer doing, worky stuff. Somebody comes into my office and I'm like, holy shit. I turn around and it's like a winter wonderland. It's like a
blizzard.
And we wound up getting like, between 2 and 3 inches.
Wow.
And then it's all slush and crap and, because it's 9,000 pounds because it got really wet. And it warmed up a bit and it was raining in the afternoon. You know what that does to snow.
Yeah, of course.
This wet cement you're just pushing around.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we have no, accumulated snow right now.
It snowed in Houston.
Yeah.
It was like snow from the sky, but not on the ground. But they actually recorded snow at Houston International Airport, which is the official, recording station for Houston. So it's the earliest snow in Houston in recorded history.
Wow.
So. And they're saying that the solar, there haven't been any sunspots in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And we're the solar activity is dropping and they're talking about, a decline, in the solar output.
Mm-hmm.
And could go into a cooling phase.
Oh.
Either like we had in the mini ice age in the 1800s or even the Maunder minimum from like the 1600s Renaissance time when they had the ice fairs on the Thames and stuff like that. So
did you just Thames?
Thames. Isn't that what it is?
Tim yes, the Enchanter.
Thames.
Thames.
The River Thames.
Yeah. Skype's really London. Choppy today. I'm not happy.
It is.
Oh, there we go.
The Who?
Speaking of Doctor Who.
No.
I have to complain.
I am sorry.
You're registering a complaint.
I am registering
every a complaint. Episode we have to talk about Doctor Who.
I actually have.
Alan is so mad.
I actually stopped watching it. I haven't watched the last two episodes. I can't stand it. But since the reboot in 2005, every year there's been a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Not this year.
They are not having the social justice warriors are firmly in control. They are not having a Christmas special. They're having a New Year's Day special.
Well, Christmas might offend the Muslims that are taking over their country.
I don't care.
Well,
they can suck it.
I think that they will quickly learn with this season of Doctor Who that their viewership will fall and they'll be like, hey, wait a minute.
Well, they're, it's the BBC, right? So they don't really have advertisers. They don't really give a shit about, they've had some crappy programs on for decades that nobody would watch in the US, but some bureaucrat somewhere thinks it's important. So they keep paying for it. So, it's entirely possible. I mean, the BBC if anything, the BBC is becoming more leftist by the year. So it's entirely possible that they're looking at this going, oh yeah, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the declining audience and everybody complaining about it. And so, yep.
Well, I haven't watched any of this new season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard all the reviews and I downloaded the first episode and I deleted it and I was like, meh. I don't want to ruin it. Like we kind of went out on a good note and yeah. I actually liked Peter Capaldi and I was like, okay with it and everything was fine. And I don't want to, I have a hard time with watching sequels of movies and things and remakes because I just don't, I think it's just going to ruin it, yep. You know?
Well, this season's pretty awful.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do it. I mean, I remember when like they remade the Audrey Hepburn movie Sabrina, and it was like, what the hell are you people thinking?
Oh yeah.
Like, why? Why do you need to do that? Just make people watch the old movie, you know? But every movie now is a remake. It's like a remake or a CGI thing, or there's nothing to watch.
No, there's reimagined.
A bad comic book adaptation or a remake or a sequel or. And what's really going to suck is it's been, you remember all those great movies, all those, you know, the great movies from like the '80s and stuff. And, we're coming up on long enough, you know, we're coming up on 40 years now. They're going to start remaking that shit. Watch for, you know, like they're going to do a remake of E.T. They're going to redo a remake. I mean, they're going to do a remake of all those movies. I guarantee it. Somebody in Hollywood sitting back going, you know, is it time? Is it time?
Well, you saw the most recent one, right? They're making another Robin Hood. What? I'm like,
who's playing Robin Hood now?
Oh, some Gleef I've never heard of. Hold on. Robin Hood. That's, come on. Oh, my, sorry. My computer's like got a little cane and a walker. And
don't they pay you enough at your job?
It's geriatric. Yeah, that's funny.
He does it for the range time and the free ammo.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually get paid.
Taron Egerton.
Who?
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh, producers, Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, so it's go. What's Eating Gilbert Hood? Yeah. Robin Hood 2010.
What was the last? Oh, they just remade A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, and it was awful.
It bombed. Yeah, and it was awful. I mean, it was what? Star Is Born. That was the fourth one that they made?
Yeah.
Upcoming movies, Robin Hood, Rocket Man. So apparently they're making that again.
Rocket Man?
Rocket Man.
The Rocketeer?
Apparently.
No.
Yeah, he was born after I graduated from high school. Well, oh my God. Kingsman. He was in Kingsman.
Oh, that kid. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway,
Stan Lee died.
Yeah.
God, get out of my head, Brita. I was just about to say that.
I was about to say Stan Lee died, and everybody's sad about it. But he was 95.
Yeah.
And lived a really seriously incredible life. And I'm sure, like, the afterlife for Stan Lee is going to be awesome.
I read that they've recorded cameos for comic book movies for him, like enough that he will be in every movie from like the next forever. You know, there's going to be a Stan Lee showing up.
That's kind of awesome.
It's going to be like stars showing up. Remember the old Batman TV show? And it got to be the joke where they're doing the walk up the wall and various stars would be sticking their heads out the window going, "Ah, Batman, what are you doing?" It's going to be.
It's so good. Alan snorted.
It's going to be like that.
No one makes Alan laugh like Alan does.
That's not true.
That is true. Oh, boy.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's Lee and the notorious RBG is in the hospital with the broken something.
Oh yeah. Was she home or did she go back to the hospital?
I have no idea. I think she's animated by Disney.
I look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg and God love her. She is so frail. I've seen, and this is like I've seen like interviews with her, and she just kind of is like a little bit out of it, and she can't hold her head up, and she's like tiny little frail grandma, you know? And I'm just thinking, does she not have family that will talk to her and say, come on, grandma, you know, you need to maybe retire, you know?
She can't.
Well, she can.
No, she can't. Because if she retires, Trump will get another Supreme Court pick. And goddamn, she's going to hang in. She is going to, they're going to do like demonic summonings to keep to keep her alive for another 2 years, hoping that a Democrat wins the White House.
People offering to do rib transplants.
Yeah, they're offering body parts to her to keep her alive for another 2 years. They're gonna do everything they can, and that there's no way in hell she's gonna retire on her own. I mean, she'll have to die or become incapacitated or something. You know, there's no way she's gonna quit.
Rita, why did she retire when Obama was president?
Because she was waiting for Hillary. which speaks to her judgment.
Yep.
Frankly.
Well, and every other Democrat thought was sure that Hillary was going to win.
It's because they listened to the media.
Well, you know.
Speaking of the media.
But she's 85 years old. I mean, she could literally go at any moment. Or she could live another 5-10 years. Who knows?
Right.
But, I mean, the question is, you know, at a certain point, you have to wonder, is she bringing anything to the table intellectually?
I think we all know that. I don't know.
Like, I know some women in their 80s, and they're very intelligent, and they're very lively, and, you know, I think it depends on the woman.
Yeah.
If you know, picture you falling asleep, and, you know, there'll be like a shot of the Supreme Court justices, and she's like slumped over. She's female Mr. Burns.
She has admitted that she was drunk.
Okay, but
during the State of the Union, she admitted she had had a little bit to drink.
Yeah.
Grandma. Lay off the sauce.
Too much of that paregoric.
I wanted to talk about also, what's his face? Jim Acosta.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
And the ongoing saga between, like, Acosta versus Trump.
What a douchebag. Have you ever watched Acosta do his act?
You know, he's awful.
You know, he doesn't ask a question. He makes accusations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he does that, you know, long speech about how Trump's doing something awful, and then, you know, he speaks for minutes and then does some, like, you know, don't you agree that you're an awful person, Mr. Trump?
Have you stopped your wife?
Yeah, exactly. And he's not the only one that does it. They all do it. It's a prima donna bullshit show. I mean, I wish Trump would pull the plug on that smarmy White House correspondent bullshit. You know, because they're like he always says, none of them are going to report on him fairly. None of them, they're all out to get him. They're all antagonistic. I think he ought to have like a press lottery instead of having these same assholes in everything. He ought to have like a, you know, the White House ought to, you know, they ought to have, okay, we're gonna have a press conference, you know. Let's let people in from all over, you know.
Well, they're not just antagonistic, but it seems like the media is not interested in reporting news anymore. They're reporting sensation.
Sure.
So that people will watch and people will click and people will go to their website and click their Twitter or wherever the fuck they're doing, you know. And it seems, and Jim Acosta is like a great example of this. The more combative and the more kind of like scandalous Jim Acosta is, the more people will look. And the more people will click over to CNN to see what's going on. Jim Acosta, oh my gosh. You know, it's like soap opera. And they know it, and they hook people in, and they have a story. Except the story is not the news. The story is what is Jim Acosta doing?
Right.
It's Acosta versus Trump, and what's happening in that story? That's what people are watching.
Yep.
They're not interested in the news. They're interested in, like, the sensation of these personalities. Like, you know, it's soap opera. And it's not news anymore. And CNN, they know it. I mean, I've been saying it for the longest time. I keep beating this drum that it's the media.
Oh, yeah.
The media is what is causing all this fuckery that's going on in the country right now.
Think about what things were like back when people think of the, you know, the golden age of politics, which was bullshit because it never was. But still... There was a time 30, 40, 50 years ago when, you know, once you got past the polarization of the Vietnam War era,
mm-hmm.
things settled down and there wasn't as much antagonism, mostly because the Democrats and Republicans were pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't a whole lot of difference between the two parties. And, you know, because the Democrats were not leftist socialists. They were, you know, still, you know, believed in America, so to speak. I mean, they were still assholes, but and the Republicans weren't conservatives by any means. They were, you know, anyway, but there wasn't this like antagonism and strife and all that kind of stuff. And then. You had the, you know, cable news and the 24-hour news cycle and, oh, my God, we got to fill this airtime with something.
Mm-hmm.
And the news went from reporting the news to creating the news.
Right.
They want to be influencers.
Right. And you know, once they take that step, it's not, you know, I mean, we have freedom of the press, but really the press is not... I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, the press has always been awful. I mean, Yellow journalism and partisan press has been forever. I mean, that's why you have so many newspapers that have the name of the paper is the such and such Democrat, right? Or the, you know, I mean, the party is built into the name of the paper. I mean, this has always gone on. And I mean, it's nothing new, but it seems there's exacerbated. It used to be that you could watch the evening news. You could go, oh, those fucking assholes. And then you didn't have to worry about it till the next evening. You know, now it's like a 24-hour fuck fest with just bullshit left and right. I mean, you can't escape it. You look, you know, I go to Facebook and I try to ignore political bullshit on Facebook and I still see it.
Yeah.
And I'm like
full of people and people suck.
I mean, I'd really just want to see, I would like Facebook to be like, in my ideal world, Facebook is like, here's what I did today. Or here's a picture of my cat or my dog or my kids. Or,
I would love
this
that.
This is the vacation we went on. And you know, this is stuff I'm doing. That's what I want Facebook to be. I don't want it. I want it to stop. I almost want them to like start blocking links from news sites.
Well, but people don't really post that stuff about themselves anymore.
No, they just don't. They just
click a share thing and boop.
Yeah.
You know,
I try to keep that shit off of my personal page.
I just save it for the score report page.
I do the same thing. I put political bullshit in the score report page, and I put pictures of my cats on my page. So
yeah, I've made a couple new Facebook friends from our score report group, and from our listeners, and they're all kind of like, you know, in our special SQRPT group. the secret squirrel group.
Mm-hmm. It's not secret. Anybody can join.
Well, yes, yeah. It's secret, but you have to ask to join. You have to run the gauntlet, and we may let you in. But yeah, I made a couple of new friends, and I feel like apologizing to them, like saying, you know, I know that I'm really political and like into the Second Amendment and into politics and all this stuff. Like, I'm the squirrel report, but my personal page is like cats and recipes and, you know, I'm sorry, library stuff.
Yeah.
and it's because I have friends who aren't, you know, political, whatever. And I just figure they don't want to see my political crap, you know? And also like everybody needs a little levity and a little bit of happiness, you know, and share your stuff and post pictures of your cats because we love to see it and your kids and all this sort of stuff. I don't know. I sound like an old fuddy-duddy. Like, I feel like, can't we just go back to the old Facebook when things were fun, you know?
You damn kids.
Let's
go back to the 2008, 2009 Facebook.
That was good times. We were all just figuring out how to use the Facebook. It was good.
All and just I'm, experimenting.
I forced everybody to join. Everybody I knew. I'm like, you have to join.
That's right.
Yeah.
This month.
Yeah.
In 2008.
That's right.
Was the big Brita Facebook extravaganza. Where Brita cajoled everybody she knew into being on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like apologizing, but I'm kind of sorry, not sorry.
Personally responsible for 7 of Zuckerberg's billions.
That's right.
It really, for a lot of introverts, it kind of functions as a social life.
It's my social life.
Yeah, well, you know, and I get to see pictures. And you know what I love so much is like, and I've been on Facebook way too long, but like I've seen people like start families and I watch their kids grow up.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. And I'm always happy about it, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's just cool. So thanks, everybody.
It's very. I'm trying to think. There was somebody who just recently. I was like, oh my god, you know, it's. They posted a picture of their son that it was like that was a baby like a week.
Yeah,
ago.
I know.
And
it's
now
great.
he's like 9.
It's great. Yeah. So thanks everybody for entertaining me for all these years while I hang out by myself with my cat.
Oh, I have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Billy Idol.
Okay.
Has become a U.S. citizen.
Wow.
Really glad that's how that ended.
Completing naturalization ceremony on Wednesday, November 14th in Los Angeles. 62 years old.
Oh.
Good for
became a U.S. Good citizen.
Wow. Well, first of all, Billy Idol 62. Holy moly. But,
He said it's a nice day for a naturalization ceremony.
Aww. Nice.
I wonder why, like, what inspired him to do that, to take that step to become an American. I mean, that would be interesting to know.
Well, according to this article, while he was born in England, his mm-hmm. family moved to New York when he was 2 years old.
Oh.
Before moving back to England, and his younger sister was actually born in the States.
So sister's American.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
He's probably lived here for the longest time as well, right?
He's lived in LA for like ever.
Yeah.
So
let's just, you know, you start off with a celebrity from that time period has, and you're like, oh god, no, don't take Billy Idol from me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a natural citizen. Oh, good for him. That's
really cool, actually.
He may be one of those guys, you know, he may be like one of those guys that like lives forever. You know, like
Keith Richards
and, you know, people that should have died decades ago, but
I know that Billy Idol had some, I think he was in a very terrible motorcycle accident. I think that's
Billy Idol, really?
What it was. Yeah, he was in a really bad motor. Yeah, it was a bad motorcycle accident, and he almost died. But yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was so not a nice day for riding a motorcycle.
No. Apparently. Welcome to the U.S., Billy Idol. He was kind of like one of my crushes, though, when I was
America
in the 80s.
That's back when MTV actually played music still.
Yeah, and videos.
Yeah.
Billy Idol in tight pants.
Leather pants. Yeah.
Tight leather pants.
Oh, goodness. He wasn't wearing a helmet.
Whoopsie.
And he ran a stop sign.
In his car. Geez.
Yeah, oh, it wasn't like. Oh, goodness.
Well, he may have been high at the time. That time of his life where he was like sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Is anybody else looking forward to occasional Cortex being in the House of Representatives?
Ooh, what? Oh, yeah.
Occasional Cortex.
Occasional Cortex. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Bless her heart. She's so dumb.
I'm
she was in a Senate in Nancy Pelosi's office, for God's sake.
For global warming.
She's way to win friends and influence people, and you're pissing off the woman that will control your legislative fate for the next 2 years. You know. Yeah. Wow. This is going to be...
I just picture Nancy Pelosi kind of like Cersei Lannister. And now this little... What's her first name?
Yep.
Alexandra,
yeah. Yeah,
she's done for.
She's Marjorie.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, she is.
In the Game of Thrones universe. Although, I mean, you know, Pelosi looks much more like Marjorie's grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Played by Diana Rigg. I can't remember the character's name, but.
Yeah, she does. She's that old.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. Come on. This is going to be the most entertaining two years.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine? Because, okay, think about it. Remember back when the Democrats got control of the House in the Bush administration? Mm-hmm. And remember how Bush did this whole, we trying to work with them and all this crap, and the Democrats were so smarmy and awful. And they're going to try that again, and Trump is going to stomp them flat. There is no way in hell he's going to put up with that shit. He will not do anything to get along with them. Because he doesn't have to.
I have heard the... It's said that the next 2 years for the Democrats is going to be like a circular firing squad.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be...
Yeah.
There isn't enough popcorn in the universe to...
Yeah.
It's going to be spectacular.
It's going to be huge.
And it's going to guarantee Trump wins in 2020.
Yeah.
Well, you know, their platform is now what? Whatchamacallit? Shit.
We're not Trump.
Well, not just we're not Trump, but gun control and what's the word? Jesus, help me. I'm completely having a brain fart.
Free abortions?
No.
Well, they're gonna...
Where you take the president and you bring him...
Oh, impeachment.
Impeachment. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Jesus, I don't know why I couldn't remember that.
Yeah, it's gun control, investigations, and impeachment. That's what they're that's what they're aiming for. So,
and the American people love that, as we all know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, good luck with that. All the best. Spend lots of money on it. Anyway, we're out of time.
Are we really already? Oh, wow. Look at that. The time flies.
I always know Alan's having a good time. He says time flies.
It does.
So next, this coming week is Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We're not going to be having a show, are we, on Thanksgiving?
We may be in food coma, but.
Maybe we can do one if you want. I don't know.
Well, if I'm home, we'll see.
Yeah.
We can decide.
We'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be home.
Who's cooking the turkey, Jay?
I am cooking the turkey.
Ooh, anything special?
No, I go pretty traditional. We stuff it and baste it liberally in butter or butter substitute. We use it's called a Rumlin Brown. It's a yogurt based. It's pretty good. But
I've had that.
Yeah. Baste it liberally and then actually just put it in a bag.
Ooh, throw it in the oven. Bag method.
Do the bag method. Yep. You tent it a little bit and the skin comes out super crispy, which is what everybody loves.
That's nice.
So
awesome. I do the spatchcock method because I like dissecting my food before I eat it.
That's where you stalk it and shoot it in the jungles of Vietnam. No, that's the Carlos Hat.
No, that's where you cut out the backbone and you flatten the bird out.
It basically looks like you threw it off a tall building.
Pretty much.
But it cooks way faster. It cooks in about 8 minutes. Microwave,
you're done. Yes, super fast. And all the skin is crispy, not just the ones on top. So that's, extra skin. And, So it usually takes about maybe an hour and a half to cook the turkey.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have another prediction.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
In the next week or two, you'll see the FDA being called racist.
The FDA?
Yes.
The white man.
Why?
Because the FDA is looking to ban menthol cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Menthol cigarettes are racist. They're intentionally racist. They're intentionally designed, for the black community.
Oh, I know. That's who they market it to.
Oh, my God.
They're filled with crack cocaine.
Wow.
Racist.
I can't keep up.
Racist.
You heard it here first. Right.
All right.
And we may be back next week.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Or we may be back the week after.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Maybe we'll 2 weeks.
It's the Schrodinger's score report.
Oh, my God. I just saw the Facebook post about Billy Idol. He looks like Gary Busey.
Oh, stop.
He doesn't look that bad.
Look.
He doesn't look that bad.
Gary Busey.
Kind of a little bit.
Point Break. What's that?
I said kind of a little bit, but I give him credit. They put his
it's
face
because
back together.
The picture they show, his mouth is wide open, and you can see all.
He still looks damn good for 62. Come on.
62, heck yeah. Then again, if he has another facelift, his ears are going to meet.
Yeah. He's clearly had some work done. No doubt about that. Oh, man.
All right. On that, we'll see you Thanksgiving evening. We're all fat and happy, and I'll have about 4 belts of bourbon in me. So,
oh, that should be
good. Oh, boy. Let's have a show.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. See you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.